Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
Most of our recent years, we've seen year-to-year gains on U.S. beef exports, both volume and in value. In 2016, it was a good year. 2017 is proving to be an even better year. So says Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. Jim Robb tells us that the summer months, including the latest numbers we've got for August, have been especially very, very stout.
Has been now. In the summer months, we do export our largest tonnage on a seasonal basis, but those exports have been robust, especially to Japan. Japan has been the very strong market, and year-over-year gains that have been almost phenomenal. You know, there's a demand profile going on in those export markets for the meat component that's been very supportive, and we don't want to forget that dynamic in the current marketplace. And as we look ahead, so we're on track now this year, calendar year 2017, to have record large beef export tonnage. You know, the price is also part of the value, but that tonnage being record large is worth monitoring. Mm-hmm. And as we look ahead to 2018, we don't see anything that really changes that dynamic, although the international marketplace is always a bit fickle. You know, the fundamentals in the export profile look good. The world economy is actually growing at a very significant pace on average, as is the U.S. economy. So the fundamental economic growth is driving this really strong export profile that we've had in 2017. And
overall, beef exports have been great, but Jim Robb says there is one worry out there, and that is a part of the drop credit, an important part of the drop credit, hides.
We export most of the hides in the U.S., but even the other components, the liver and tongue, et cetera, that are very dependent on exports have been softer. We actually had some of the lowest values in several years in recent weeks, and we're down on a live steer basis about $1 per hundredweight compared to a year ago. But compared to 2014, we're down over $6 per hundredweight on a live steer basis. And again, this is being driven by the hide, which is tied to the leather marketplace. And it's a bit of a quandary as to why we've really struggled in the exports of hides. Now, we have produced a lot of cattle, hence hides in the United States. And we ran into a big backlog of cattle out of Australia in recent years where they had their drought and very high slaughter levels. So the world, apparently, although we don't really have data, seems to have a lot of hides in the process or in storage. And we're probably working through some of that. But, you know, in contrast to the meat marketplace, the byproducts, which, again, are very important to the U.S. industry and driven by exports, have really lagged in here. And kind of for some probably supply and demand reasons that are a little bit opaque at this point, and we're still trying to sort that out.
And Jim Robb says it's hard to tell if the tide will turn anytime soon, especially for hides.
It is. Now, certainly the leather markets, et cetera, have been challenged by lower cost synthetic fibers, et cetera. But, you know, that usually tends to move along with the world economy. So we do have some hope here, especially on the hide front, that maybe we'll work through these kind of burdensome worldwide stocks and move that market a little bit up, which would be helpful to cattle prices.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition as well, all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds a head or more of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop by to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.